Gave day ratio by Medrasha, and he like shook his head in the base of Medrash, and hoida he was murdered to me. The hoida the kaka showed by ratio by Medrasha, he shook his head to me. So Ozla Gabai, he went to him, Omalei, Inu Omalei, Kenika Chamor, Mikona. If somebody would say, listen, I want you to take this field for present the same way a donkey would be kind of it. Does it mean anything? The Yitma we learned, Kenika Chamor, Lekona. If I say, you should be kind of like a donkey, it means nothing. See, also, I told my oldest son, you should be kind of the same one like these children that will be born from my new wife. So just like the new children are not kind of, they're not here yet, the same way, the oldest son is also like kind of. That's called, if I say, knike chamor, that means nothing. Like kind of. At the chamor, what's going to be the way I say you and a chamor? I don't say you should be like a chamor, but I say you and a chamor. That's new machlokes. Rav Nachmana Makona, Machta Elechnami, then it's like it means to give half to you. But you're a Baruch, you're a Kenyan, so you get half. Rav Hamnun Rama, Leyomakum, he meant nothing. Rosheshamana Konakil, where he says both you and the Chamor, so since the Chamor can't be Koina, Adaraba, what he meant to do was give you the whole thing. So that's only when he says At Vichamor. But if he says Kechamor, Kani Kechamor, you should be Koina like a Chamor, that means nothing. Like, we know a donkey can't be kind of anything. If you're saying it like a donkey, that avada means nothing. How do I know this? The time we learned, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Ein lecho mar bekishus el apnimi shabai. What's the bitter of a kishus of a cucumber? The inside of it. The figure, therefore, kishu terma, take off truma, Moisef alachitzin shabai. You have to get a little bit onto the outside of it for terim. There's the inside of the kishuyas of the cucumbers is very very bitter. It's not worth it even. So therefore, that's you can't give truma from that. So you have to be moisef a little bit from the outside of the cucumber. But Gemara amai why? But amai at v'chamaru. You're saying the two things. You mean to make truma the outside and the inside. So if you tell me nothing is kernel only here, it shouldn't be true at all. So I have the proof that when I mean to make the whole outside should be truma. I said, no, Shani Hilsum. The midirais are truma meal, you see. Over there it's much better. There really even the bitter part of it is also really truma. The Yom Rabbi Loi, Minai Lapurimina Ru Ala Yofa, Shetrumot Truma, the midirais of truma is good. Shinema Abulai Sisal of Chet, Barim Chemet Chelbimimimenu. Torah is saying, you take off truma, take off something nice. Because otherwise, you take off something bad, it'll be a chet. Mashmo, that it's chal truma, just as not such a nice truma. Because we remain a kodesh. If you take off something bad, it's not chal truma at all, then the see is chet lama. Why is there any chet? You didn't do anything. Mikan, therefore, here's the proof. The Torah in a ru ala yof, you take off truma, something bad, something good, she truma also truma. That's like it's chal. Therefore, here also, it lies like at the chamor. No, so therefore, there's no proof. Here it's much better. Here it's better than at the chamor. They say you should be kind of you and a chamor. Since the chamor can't be kind of anything at all, maybe you also get nothing. But over here, when you say it should be chal truma, this whole cucumber, so even though the inside is very bitter, that doesn't bother us. Because the maisa, the inside is also chal midiraisa. Even though it's bad stuff, but midiraisa, the truma is chal in it. So over here, it's much better. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.
Holding. Just let's come on, go over again. Just the last shayla here was again about if you want to give a kinyan to you said to your new wife that you want to give the kids you can have from our present. So the case was the locher is that's not chal. You said to your new wife that if I'm going to have kids from you, I want to give them a present now. That's lo b'leil, and that means nothing. The question is then the son he had already said what about me? So the father said and you too. The question is there any kinyan there or not for this son? So the machlokes between Rabbi Avin and Rabbi Meshach and Rabbi Yirmiyah, they said, if yes, that son gets something. And Rabbi Avuah, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa were the one that said, no, he gets nothing. So the shalom would be paskin like. So one wants to say, we're older. The other one says, no, it's not totally who's older. It's totally bossa timer. So the time of mind, the man meant, what is the reason? So he says, Zil Lagab the Rabbi Avin. He told him, listen, you go ask Rav Avin, and he'll explain to you why we're right. The He is Savratin Alaikos. I told him over my Svara, Tapna Kufnan Gimunel, the Karkish Boreshe, Bemidresha. And when I told him over my Svara, he nodded to me. As if Rashi says, he was masking to me. So ask him, he'll explain it to you why we're right. So that's what happened. Ozalagabe, he went to him. Omale, he said like this. Inu omale kini kechamor, mikoni. If somebody would say, I want to give you a present the same way I give something to a donkey. Is there any kinyan? Avad of a donkey can't make a kinyan. You don't want to give a present to a donkey. So the Itma went like this. Kini kechamor. If I tell you I want you to make a kinyan here, like a chamor, lekona, avada means nothing, I'm not giving you anything. Just like a chamor can't make a kinyan, I mean you also can't have a kinyan. Similarly, also, when the father said to his older son, the son that he had already, you want a present, I'm giving you a present, the same way this kid that I plan to have for my future wife should also get a present. So just like this future kid doesn't get the present now, he's not, the wife is not even pregnant yet. So it's like saying, you should get a present like a chamor, so pshita, there's no kinyan. That's the svara. What's going to be the case if somebody says, at the chamor, somebody says, I want you to be kaina, and an animal also. Not, you should be like a chamor, but say a lesson of at the chamor. Say it's not like it's ready. Rav Nachman amar kona machzor. What was you get here? So the owner meant to say, you get here, and the other has to an animal, that's a joke. But here, if I want to give you. He said nothing. In other words, since he said it together, he wants either everything or nothing. So since the half to the animal gets nothing, you also get nothing. Just the opposite. That since you have to get something, and the animal can't get anything, so that what the person meant is that you should get everything. Therefore, kona hakel. And then Rosh Hashanah says, where's my proof for this? That if somebody says like the two things, it should be, even though half is not there, then the other one gets the whole thing. So Tanya would end like this. Rabbi Yossi says, Ein lecho mar b'kishuyis el pnimi shabai. We have kishuyis, we call it cucumbers, whatever it is, something like that. Cucumbers, the middle of the cucumbers are very bitter. Ein lecho mar b'kishuyis el pnimi shabai. You know what's bitter about a cucumber is the middle. The figure, therefore, kishutarim, if you take off truma, let's say, one cucumber out of 50, so you want to take off the good for the good and the bad for the bad. So you have to make sure you're taking off the outer part is really 1/50th of the rest of the outer parts. So therefore the lecho is meisav al achitzon shebei. Add a little bit onto the outside in order to make sure you're not using, like, the middle to take off part of the 1/50th to turn. Now, make sure you're using enough of the outer of the cucumber, that's good stuff, onto the good stuff. Now, the question is, am I? Why? But mashma, though, if you wouldn't do it, though, it would be chal the truma. So the havamina here now is that the middle part is very bitter. Since it's very bitter, if you would make that truma onto good stuff, it would not be chal at all. So what are we afraid about now? That you're saying that this cucumber, you want the outer side and a little bit of the inside to be truma on the good stuff. So the havamina is the middle bitter part is not chal at all. Still we say everything is truma. The question is, am I? Why is the cucumber called truma altogether? L'chura atza chamoru. What you meant to say is the outside of the cucumber and the bitter part should both be truma. So that's like atza chamoru. And still we see the whole thing is chal. So who we see by atfa chamor, yes, the truma, the kinyan is chal. So more answer back, no, there's no proof to Rosh Hashanah. I tell you, shani hosam, by truma it's much different. Because by truma, even if you'd be mafresh, just the middle of the cucumber, for the good cucumbers, still midiraisa the truma is chal. The midiraisa truma ma'al yisahi. Midiraisa the truma is chal. Even though you took off truma on something bad, for something good, Yishno midiraisa the truma is chal. The Yom Rabbi Yiloi Yabloi said, Minayin l'terim in horo, al hayofa, she truma sa truma. How do we know the locher is? If you take off truma for something's bad, on something that's good, she truma sa truma, the truma is good. Shinaman Apostolic says, V'loisisa lov chet, v'yharim chem eschel b'mimenu. That when you take off truma, you should not do a chet, don't do an avera.
In other words, make sure you take off good for good and maybe bad for bad. But do not take off something bad for something good. Because if you're going to be a mafresh, the bitter stuff, for the sweet stuff, it's going to be called a chet. Now, the question is, v'yemein ha-kodesh, if you're going to tell me now it's not chal the truma at all, like something bad on something good, it's not chal truma at all, is so nesiyas chet lama. Why is there a nesiyas chet at all? So mikan from here, l'terim in aro ala yofa, she truma sa truma. From here we learned out that the truma, min aro ala yofa, she truma sa truma. Take off truma, something bad, for something that's good, the ma'aseh midrash the truma is chal. Just you did not do something that's good, so that's called, you have a chet. But the ma'aseh with truma is chal, so that's why here also is chal. But there's no proof to atta chamor. Maybe in the case where the chamor can't have a kinyan at all, maybe the other person is not claiming the whole thing. Maybe he's not claiming anything. So, kopon, there wouldn't be a proof to Rosh Hashanah. So, kopon, that's what Rosh Hashanah holds, though, that after chamor, the person is claiming the whole thing.
Yeah.
Halimor says, Oh, Malay Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, that Moser Rav Aviya Tiyufta. He asked a question on Rosh Hashanah. He has a question. There's a Mishnah that says in Kedushin, Maisa v'chomish noshim. There was a case once that a man wanted to make marry five ladies. There were five ladies together. Uvehem shtei achoyis. In the middle of these five ladies were two sisters also. Now what happened was, v'likot echad to kol shoteinim, a man went down to the field and picked off a basket full of teinim, full of figs. V'shelehen hoysa. And really these trees belong to the ladies. I saw with Mamish Gezel, then you're stealing from them. The Torah says, V'shal Shviyas Oysa. It was Shemitah year. So in Shemitah year, the fields are Hefker. The man has the right to go down and take these pears. So a man went down to these ladies' trees and picked off a basket full of figs. For Yomer, and he said like this, Harei Kulchem Mekudesh Aslo B'Kukol Azais. I want to marry all five of you with this Kukola. Sound to a five prutas worth. It was worth five prutas. So he wants to make one mice of all of them. And what happened was, the kibla achas mehen ayde kulon. One of the five came and accepted it, and she was a shliach for the rest of the other four ladies. So she accepted this kedushin both for herself and for the other four ladies. So it comes out, this man now, Vavas Achas, is marrying five ladies, and two of them are sisters. So the kedushin cannot be chal on both sisters. So the question is, what's the loch here? Omer Chacham Nechom said the loch is, Ein Achoyis Mekudoshes. The loch is, these two sisters, they are not married to this man. But the other three ladies, on them it's a good Kedushin, they're married to this man. So the loch is, Achoyis, who the Ein Mekudoshes? Only the two sisters are not married. Ha Nochriyis Mekudoshes. But the Nochriyis, they are married. So the question is, Viamai, why? L'chura at v'chamori. L'chura t'kasha on Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says in the case of at v'chamor le'yomaklum, Rav Hamnuna says when you make a maisa, one kinyan for two people, and one of them can't have the kinyan, nothing is chal at all. So here's this mishnah t'kasha on Rav Hamnuna. Here it says clearly that the other three ladies are married. It's only the two sisters that are not married. Yeah. Achoyes who diem mekudeshes, honochrius mekudeshes. Yeah. For the Novia Maya Atachamori, or Malay said back, Hainu de Chazoi Rafuna Baravia, Becholmo, the Moiser of Avia Tiyufta. That's what he said he saw. Rafuna Baravia, saw in his dream. Rav Huna Taka saw Baravia in a dream. Since he was willing to ask the question, I saw him in my dream. But you should know, really, it's not a question, though, he said back, though. The Gemara says, But he asked the question. But the Gemara's answer now is not really a big question, though. Because lav mi ukimno.
the Amma Haruya Lachem Labiya Tiskadishli. But the Gemara Gedushin asked the question of the other questions. And the Gemara answered, it's talking about what the man said, I want to marry you ladies, the one that will be fit for me to have beer with, to live with. So automatically, you can't be married to two sisters. Because in the case you're married to two sisters, you can't live with either one of them. Because either one of them is your wife's sister. So therefore, since the man spoke out here, I'm already getting married to the ones that I could live with, so it's like saying, excluding the two sisters. So that's why over here he only meant to marry the other three ladies. That's why the other three ladies are married. But in a case where a guy says, Atva Chamor, it could be there, nothing is Chal.
Yeah.
Right, Umar says, Ahud was a case of man, the Omalolad Vesu, he said to his wife like this, Nechsayu Lechol Banecha, my Nechosama to you and to my children. That's what he said to his wife. Let's say he had four or five children. So what does it mean to say? How much does he mean to give his wife? Omer Rabbi Yosef Gracie says, Konsamachsa. What he meant to say is, half should go to my wife, and the other half goes to the kids. They'll yashin equally the other half. The other side is to say no, that the wife is just like an equal share of the kids. So if there are five kids, so then divide the property up into six, and each one of them takes 1/6. So he's saying in Chiddush, no, since the father said, I want to give you and the children, he meant to say you half and them half. The Yom Rabbi Yosef, Minoah, Minoah, how do I know this? The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Yom, the Pasuk says, V'hoi Soliyarun al-Bonov, the Pasuk should be Taranis to his children. And it says clearly, Mach Soliyarun al-Mach Slobonov. So see clearly, when you say something should be to you and to the children, you mean half to you and half to the children. Omulay Abaya, Abaya said back, now what's the proof? Bishle Mosim over there, it's very good. Aaron Bar Chalukahu. Aaron is deserves to get a Chalik. Aaron had a Chaluk over there. So therefore, Lahochi poured Berachmono Lemishko Pauga. Therefore, the Torah says clearly, Rashi says, Tom Abalechem Aponim Siv, Aaron Zeh Kohen Godol, Machsla Kohen Godol, Machsla Mishmeros Kanim. Now, the Kohen Godol, Pshita gets a portion. So why does the Pasuk have to speak out, Aaron gets a portion? It must mean to say he gets more than just the regular portion. But since the Pasuk says Aaron separately, here it means to say he gets Mamish Pauga. But Isha, it's different. Lav bas Yerushahi. If the husband would have not spoken out his wife, she would not get a present at all. She's not a Ba'i Yerusha. If so, now when the husband says, I want to give my wife and my kids my nechosim, maybe maybe all the husband meant to say is that my wife should get a portion like one of the kids. Midi writes, so she does not get a portion when he dies. The Yerusha goes only to the children, not to the wife. So what the husband meant to speak out is that he wants his wife to get a portion. So you have no proof in this pasuk that she would get half. Mor says, "Ani, it's not that way." For uvde hevi ben adoi was a case that happened in adoi. The agve Shmuel palg nechnami. Shmuel said the wife has the right to get half. Bitferia, the agve Reb Yechon and palga. Yechon deserves to get half. Yeah. So clearly they pass contact, like we said before. In such a case, the husband meant to give his wife half. The suan also kiyosi Reb Yitzchak by Yosef Omar. How who demay kalila? There was once a case of money that the government, like taxes, the government put upon people to pay for his crown to make kalila. To shodet be malka avule vasterugi. He put upon these two families. They have to pay a certain amount of taxes for his crown to make kalila. Rashi says kesamachus to give for the king's crown. So what happened was, Omar Rebbe says, Nesiv Avuli Palga, that Avuli has to pay half, Vyashrugi Palga. So you see, when you say to give things to two people, you mean 50-50. So one says, Hochi Yash, what does one have to do with the other? Hoso mi koriki, heavy kasvi Avuli, heavy kasvi Vyashrugi, heavy Messiah Vyadayo. Even if we would just say the people in Avuli, automatically Vyashrugi would also come to help along. For Yode Malcho, Taiko Messiah. The king knows that the Yashrugi is helping along them pay. Sahashto Madikal Kosova Vulav Yashrugi. How come the king wrote down clearly both these two names? Again, Lemaim would teach us Tahani Palga Vahani Palgi. So Rashi speaks out, Vishrugi Palga Afagav the Avuli Yashirim Yasir. Even though Avuli more richer, had more money. So I would have thought to say, since they're more richer, maybe then the king expected like 3/4 from them, and only 1/4 from the other ones. So you see, no, since he said two names, he meant 50-50. Somewhere else here it's different. Because here, anyway, since they were richer, they would have given, anyway, they would have helped along. So now that the king mentioned both names, it's like extra, as if to say clearly, the king is saying, speaking not clearly, what I need here is 50-50. I want 50% of the money from you, and 50% from the other mishpacha. Yeah. Moses says, Mosev Rabbi Zeira. Zeira asked a question like this. It says, Oimer, Hareya Lai Mincha, Neya Isarin. Somebody says he's mechayev himself to bring a mincha, which has 100 isorin of flour. That's how big of a mincha he wants to bring. And lohavi b'shtei kelim, he has to bring it in two kelim. Because we know he can't put more than 60 isorin in one kli. 61 already is possible. The biggest kli they had in the Mishkan, that on the Beis Hamikdash, to make a mincha, fits only 60 isorin. But since he says he wants to bring a mincha of 100, he has to bring it in two kelim. The shiloh is, though, how much does he bring in each kli? Does he bring 50-50, or does he bring 60 and 40? So it says Aloha here, again, Harei Yolai Mincha Meyas Esaron. Somebody's mechayed himself to bring a mincha that has 100 Esaron of flour. And he has to bring the two kelim. Aloha that says, Mevi Shishim Kli Echad, V'yaboyim Kli Echad. It says he should bring 60 in one pot, and 40 in the other. But the question is why? No, by the Vim Hevi Chamishim Kli Echad, Chamishim Kli Echad, Yotza.